5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is August 1st. What do the stars say are going to happen this month? Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. Ann, anything interesting to report?
Yes, I have an Anna Zip alert for today.
Oh, boy.
Today, your planet Mercury goes into your sign Virgo, and because it's going to be retrograde there, it's going to be there, like, forever. So you're going to be even more you for, like, 2.5 months. So get ready, Raven.
Nobody's
going to be on Anna's steroids.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Give me some more of that.
Yeah. What exactly does that mean, that I'm going to be more me?
I mean, you don't know, but you should find out.
Like, your Virgo-ness is really going to be coming out. So the good and the not so good.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, if you can let go of some of the things that you already know that might maybe hold you back and go for the good parts, which is about seeing patterns, improving things, and taking care of your health. You know, just getting things in order. You just moved, right?
Yeah, no, I do like the idea that my sign is telling me to get things in order, because that's what I feel. I feel like everything is very much disorganized right now between the move and everything that we're trying to do professionally. I feel like this is a good time to get things in order.
Like, calm down, and actually it's going to tell you to slow down, which you probably don't like to do, but, like, go back over traces. It's like, this is a metaphor for, like, go through the boxes and clean out the crap in the basement. Actually, you're probably going to feel so good doing it.
I'm just warning you.
So you know, and Raven, so you'll know, why is she like this even more?
Oh, boy.
Why is she like this even more?
Does it say that I'm going to be drunk the next month and a half? We'll see whether or not that works.
You know what? It actually goes for you and me too, Raven. Everybody, all our Virgo things. You need to probably clean out some closets too.
But that's
sure of that.
That's a big part of August, right, in general?
Yes, with the retrogrades, yeah. We've got Venus retrograde already saying, okay, slow down. And then we're going to have double retrograde starting August 23rd.
What does double retrograde mean?
Two planets at the same time, and two of the ones that we feel so strongly, the inner planets. Mercury, Venus, and Mars, those are the ones that we really feel. And you already know about Mercury retrograde, but now we got Venus retrograde already. Venus is relationships and money. Mercury's communication, computers. It's like, slow down, make sure you got everything in order. Cross those T's, dot those I's, paperwork. It's like, get the details right so when you move forward afterwards, you're moving on solid ground.
August 23rd starts the double retrograde. What happens if your birthday is August 23rd?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, first, happy birthday. You know, it's going to be a big day for you when they go retrograde. And then when they stop being retrograde that day and the days around it, astrologers say there are stormy days. But what they really mean about that is there's really high energy of feeling that shift. Like, if you were to imagine a cruise ship that has to stop and then turn around, what is involved in that? It can feel a little bit challenging. Let's put it that way.
And this does not sound great. It does not sound great.
It just means that there's forces at work, big, powerful forces.
Yes, exactly. It's actually really good. The two questions to ask ourselves this month, one is, why don't I do X anymore? Why did I ever give that up? Why did I stop playing the saxophone or playing baseball or doing pickup basketball games? Or whatever happened to so-and-so? You know, someone you used to see. What are your old passions you gave up? So when you clean out your closets, you're going to go find, like, an old tennis racket or something else that tells you, wow, I got to go back and do that. I really enjoyed that. Go have fun.
Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. Thank you, Ann.
You're so welcome. Great to talk to you guys.